takes a heap of living in a house to make it home a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I think the thing I miss most now that the children are both grown is that evening welcome from the boy when he was about 8 or 9 or 10 years old, and he'd drop his play and come tearing down the street, eyes aglow and his little feet just pumping along, give me welcome. All the welcomes in the world, there isn't any finer than that. Now, sometimes when I'm on the way home, I see other fellows' little boys racing to meet them. And I'm ashamed to say I really envy them that. Not that life hasn't given us compensations for the things that have been taken away from us. But some of those old joys were so rich and so sweet that there is a regret in seeing them pass. I tried to describe him once. A smudge on his nose and a smear on his cheek, and knees that might not have been washed in a week, a bump on his forehead, a scar on his lip, a relic of many a tumble and trip, a rough little, tough little rascal, but sweet is he that each evening I'm eager to meet. A brow that is beady with jewels of sweat, a face that's as black as a visage can get, a suit that at noon was a garment of white, now one that his mother declares is a fright, a fun-loving, sun-loving rascal and fine, is he that comes placing his black fist in mine. A crop of brown hair that is tousled and tossed, a waist from which two of the buttons are lost, a smile that shines out through the dirt and the grime, and eyes that are flashing delight all the time. All these are the joys that I'm eager to meet and look for the moment I get to my street.
Dirty hands, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase, but his smile is as cute as can be. Making noise, breaking toys, always fights with the boys. But his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run. Then I kiss my boy. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, they say. But to me, he's an angel of joy.
Every time I hear Vinnie Pelletier talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, I feel as though I ought to let him do my part of the program, too. I'm not joking when I tell you that to hear him tell about Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter and the things to do with it sets my mouth watering so I can hardly take up when he leaves off. But then Vinnie's a professional, and I'm just a novice. I'm a newspaper fellow that's been caught in the meshes of radio and can only tell you what he knows. Land O'Lakes was the first sweet cream butter to be made in quantity. A group of 100,000 farmers are banded together under the name of Land O'Lakes. And they all believe they are making the best possible product. Everybody I know who tried Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter seems to agree with them. I'm an ordinary, commonplace, everyday, run-of-the-mine sort of a husband. I have all the faults of every husband that ever was or ever will be. I toss my hat and coat on the chair in the hall. I strew the floor with the evening newspaper. I leave my pajamas exactly where they drop. The bathroom always has to be fixed after I've used it. I leave razor blades about. I do everything that woman complains of, and I've been told so by authority. I also have another fault, and Bud from time to time amuses himself and the neighbors by giving first-hand descriptions of his dear old doting dad. And one day, sitting at the open window, I overheard him when he was much younger, of course, describing his devoted father and one of his weaknesses to his gang. And he was doing it in about this way. He says, "My pa, he eats his breakfast in a funny sort of way. We hardly ever see him at the first meal of the day. Ma puts his food before him, and he settles in his place, and then he props the paper up, and we can't see his face. We hear him blow his coffee, and we hear him chew his toast, but it's for that morning paper that he seems to care the most. Ma says that little children mighty grateful ought to be to the folks that fix the evening as the proper time for tea. She says if meals were only served to people once a day, and that was in the morning, just before Pa goes away, we'd never know how Father looked when he was in his place, because he'd always have the morning paper stuck before his face. He drinks his coffee steaming hot, and passes Ma his cup to have it filled a second time, and never once looks up. He never has a word to say, but just sits there and reads. And when Ma sees his hand stuck out, she gives him what he needs. She guesses what it is he wants, 'cause it's no use to ask. Pa's got to read his paper, and sometimes that's quite a task. One morning we had breakfast, and his features we could see, but his face was long and solemn, and he didn't speak to me. And we couldn't get him laughing, and we couldn't make him smile, and he said the toast was soggy and the coffee simply vile, and Ma said, 'What's the matter? Why are you so cross and glum?' And Pa most took her head off, 'cause the paper hadn't come."
Good morning, good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say good night. So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you.
Did you ever try Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter on breakfast toast? You know, piping hot toast with the butter melting all through it. And did you ever try Land O'Lakes butter on fresh cooked green peas or carrots? Oh, say, as that butter melts on the vegetables, it lends an added flavor touch. A flavor that somehow seems to bring out the garden freshness of those peas and carrots, or any vegetable for that matter. No, ma'am, you just can't get away from it. Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter is really tops in flavor. It makes all foods with which it is used taste oh so much better. And the reason? Why, it's because not one drop of sour cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. Only fresh, sweet cream
and lightly salted to bring out the flavor. And what a difference that makes. Just remember, summer or winter, even in the hottest weather, the quality of Land O'Lakes butter never varies. Once you try it, you'll never want to use any other. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know. By the old Ohio, where the shy little violets grow. I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long, long ago. Of the old Ohio, where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, little winding trail, that house on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true. I know she's waiting there still. When I look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know. By the old Ohio, where the shy little violets grow.
Oh, while you were singing that song, Eddie, I was thinking all the time how true the philosophy of it is, that beauty and civilization or progress or industry have very little in common, that beauty is shy and timid and runs away from man, things that man builds. I tried to express that thought myself once, some years ago. Men cover the earth with brick and stone, but the violets steal away to the shady places but little known, to be found by someone who walks alone in the calm of a summer day. And the ferns move out to some distant spot where the earth is cool and sweet. With trees and songbirds they cast their lot. Let men build cities, they like them not, nor the ceaseless tramp of feet. The wildflowers sneer at man's buildings great and flee from the city's hum, away from turmoil and pride and hate. They live and bud and blossom and wait for the few friends who may come.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
you have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness and flavor, for finest quality, buy Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Four little lines to woman's everlasting glory. However good a man may be, his wife some fault in him can see. But howsoe'er to bad inclined, some good in him his wife will find.